Three Wide NASCAR Podcast is on the airways one more time. Eddie Greer, the third host of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Off-season rolls on. We're all about the latest in the world of motorsports and NASCAR, the Get Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and listen carefully, NASCAR Cup Series, the three best divisions in all of motorsports. And my mind is completely blown away. Before we get all of that here, we're recording this on our usual Monday, and we got our new computer set up, surround sound and everything down here. Big D here with me as well for the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Folks, Monday, December 9th, 2019. This year is counting down, and we received some big time news close to home. Not home for me, but home as in favorite driver. And it kind of leads into what I was going to talk about here this evening on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3, was putting, I was going to rank the crew chiefs this year, in my opinion, from 1 to 10, obviously. Still going to do that, but there has been a big time, and I mean big time twist. We'll get to that in the second half of tonight's podcast. Obviously, K-State got one ticket away from him as far as bowls go. This is a jam-packed edition of the show. Before we dive straight on into what was already a packed show and now a really jam-packed show, you can find me on Twitter at EG3_FastEddie, and find the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast wherever you get your podcast. Again, something new to listen to on this: Spotify, Audioboom, TuneIn, Apple Music, hashtag Apple Podcast, but I'm going to start calling it Apple Music thanks to one of my friends. I got a kick out of that one, so I'm going to start using that on this podcast and many more. Add a 3Wide NASCAR Podcast to the latest wherever you download your sports podcast. Man, Big D, I don't know if I can hold it any longer, but I'm going to hold it because it really ties in to what I plan to talk about tonight, was crew chiefs from this year. Obviously, I just got the news 5 minutes ago, so I'm completely stunned with this news here. But obviously, to put a bow on the year, obviously, we're going to go straight on in to the document here tonight on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. And Nashville was hopping, burnouts, smoking, awards were handed out. A couple more awards were handed out to a couple of guys I want to shout out to as well: Joe Gibbs, Bill France. You see the Bill France Award winner, and of course DW, who hung it up this year in the Fox booth. There is going to be the Myers Brothers Award winner there as well, Nashville as well. So still working out the kinks to this thing, to my new laptop here, and I love the sound, surround sound of this thing already. Big D was like, where did that sound come from? Yeah, there's a lot going on here, and like I tweeted out last week, there's going to be a change to our podcast for off-season. As the off-season continues, I'll hop on that here momentarily. But yeah, I put a bow on that real quickly. Obviously, Nashville, as guys are looking forward to 2020, and of course, Kyle Busch winning championship number 2 there. So, what leaves this? So, obviously, I mentioned in my little bring-in here, usually for the podcast here, usually I talk about my line for the podcast. NASCAR is not no title sponsor. You notice in there, no title sponsor in this line here, folks. Received last week that it's just going to be NASCAR Cup Series. Just NASCAR Cup Series. And I thought, we talked about earlier in the year, that Monster had another year. At least I thought, in my opinion, but apparently that expired there, and there was a lot of talk about who's going to be the big announcer, but there's going to be a combination of sponsors, and there's going to be a rotation, it looks like. So, looking on here, my notes here real quick, as we had this thing set up, and then we received news here, so we're a little bit scrambling, but we were prepared, so we got y'all, folks. All right, so Coca-Cola, Busch Beer, Xfinity, and Geico will be the four rotating sponsors for the Cup Series here in 2020 here in a few weeks. So obviously Busch Beer's been around the sport a long time. So has Coca-Cola. Busch Beer, you've seen that sponsor on Harvick's car and sometimes on Bowyer's car. Coca-Cola, we've seen it, the Coca-Cola drivers, we've seen it the last decade or so, maybe possibly more than that, the Coca-Cola drivers, obviously the Coca-Cola 600. Geico, we've seen it on Ty Dillon machine. They've been around the sport for quite a while now. And I mentioned the Xfinity series in that in my tagline, like I usually do. Xfinity will also be a part of the Cup Series, sponsor of the Cup Series as well. So, divvying up the responses there, and of course, with a new twist there in next year. Obviously, when we look at the cars, the Cup cars, the headliners in front of the windshield and behind the windshield. Behind the windshield, it will stay the same. It will have the driver's last names. And on the front of it, it will have, I believe, just Cup Series, if I'm not mistaken, all black with the NASCAR logos right there on the side. So definitely going to be a change for sure. Obviously, we talked earlier this year about the schedule. That might be talked about more on the yearly finale of this podcast a week. Not next week, but the week after next. So there's going to be no podcast. So I'm on this topic, Big D. I'm going to say it right now. And I'll remind you guys in segment two. So what we decided on is that with some things going on, of course with me, with upcoming family stuff going on, there's going to be off for the rest of the, at least for the remainder of this year, there's going to be in every other podcast throughout the rest of the offseason, right up until possibly Speed Weeks for sure. And of course, with what I announced last week on the show, with the upcoming baby on the way in March, things are going to be even crazier. And I don't know where I'm going to stand on that as far as I'm concerned. And so, but it'll still be every week when the season starts. We just have to see. It's going to be a really short turnaround. We're still ironing out those details a little bit there to see about that. I know it seems like far away, but it's going to be coming quick. And I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. But at least for right now, at least for me, I'm just going to focus on the offseason right now. We'll get to that when February approaches. There will be, at least for me, every other week, there will be an episode of the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So I'll say that again before we sign off here tonight. So no episode next week. The finale will be the week of Christmas. So special Christmas episode. I'm going to do my yearly awards. Grades will be handed out. Of course, awards will be handed out as well to those drivers as well. So, of course, we'll talk about the schedule for next year. So mark that down, Big D, for me if you will, because I'm probably going to forget that as well. So a lot is going on in the holiday season. A lot's going on for this podcast and upcoming as well. So exciting, slash nerve-wracking times as well for this podcast. But this is, you know, with the offseason going on, you know, with news coming, and we got big-time news coming out of the Cup Series. Might get to that in the second half of the show. But yeah, that's the plan moving forward, at least for the rest of the offseason. There will be no everyday podcast, every week podcast from this side of the U.S. There will be still be going on. It'll be every other podcast unless something comes up where we're going to slide in an interview here or there. And I do have some candidates coming up for that. So be on the lookout for 3Wide NASCAR podcast. I mentioned this. So I was going to announce it on Twitter. Well, I did in a summarized sentence there, and here it is. I'll say it again before we wrap things up tonight. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. That is me, Eddie Gritter III, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Getting used to a little smaller system here, but we're working the kinks out here, folks. All right, most popular driver awards were handed out as well. Before we move on, Ross Chastain of the Gann Outdoor Truck Series won that. In good fashion, that is Justin Allgaier won the most popular driver award for the Xfinity series. So the grandfather, hashtag grandfather of the Xfinity series, they are returning, and he's going to have to step up his performance if he is going to bring back the performance that he did 1 year ago, winning them races and then missing the playoffs, like I always say when it comes to him. But Allgaier, the most popular driver award there, and of course, no surprise here, Chase Elliott, back-to-back most popular awards. That was no question there. Also in there, in that mix here, there was a top five going on. This is not in order. I'm just doing it off memory here. I believe it was Kyle Busch, Matt DiBenedetto, Truex was in there, and Ryan Blaney. That was your top five. Chase Elliott, two-time most popular driver winner. Award winner, and he's going to be there for quite some time, I tell you right now, folks. So there is that as well. So some Gainer Outdoor news here, ladies and gents. Talked about Hallmar Racing last week on the podcast. If you missed that, I encourage you to go back, check that episode out, download the latest episodes of Through Our NASCAR podcast while you still got them. Hallmar Racing, of course, talked about GMS. And these guys, I believe this was a Chevy team, if I'm not mistaken, still with GMS being a Toyota team. Now, Hallmar Racing now trading their Chevy equipment for Toyota equipment as well. So Toyota, Hallmar, they want to win a championship here. I don't have the quote in front of me right now. But hey, after momentum that Friesen had to end the year, winning at ISM, then turning around, getting the championship four there and being competitive there until a mistake there late in this one. But hey, you gotta give it to the dude, Stuart Friesen, and the head of Hallmar Racing. Say, hey, we want, they've seen it. They've seen it now for 3-4 years now. Toyota, the equipment, the speed that they got in the, especially in the Xfinity Series and obviously in the Cup Series there, they want, and they got a taste of it this year, obviously finally getting Stuart Friesen in the victory lane at Eldora. And of course, I just mentioned ISM. We want more. We want to win a championship. So they are now in the running now as a Toyota program. So that's interesting there for that team there. So they're building off that momentum here from the end of the year and going back to the Cup Series here real quick. Or actually, we're going to stay in the Cup Series because we got an organization we got to talk about here to wrap up segment one. Corey LaJoie, talked about him a little bit for the last couple weeks now. Corey LaJoie inked. He is going to be returning to GoFast, where, again, GoFast will get all their equipment from Stuart Haas Racing, what we're going to talk about here in a minute, folks. And again, Corey LaJoie, now they didn't have really good equipment there, obviously making the most out of it the last couple of years, with obviously DiBenedetto outrunning that equipment, and then Corey LaJoie had some good runs this past year. Now you associate yourself with Stuart Haas Racing, who just made not only one, not two, but three crew chief swaps there, and you're getting some of that their old equipment. Yeah, I said this a while back, folks. I said this a while back that this Corey LaJoie, he talks about, you know, want to be his name, keep his name irrelevant in the sport. Heard him on his podcast this year on multiple faucets. Say that, well, this is your opportunity to do that, even though, yes, it's older equipment, but still, though, you upgrade a little bit to that status, and we're going to interesting to see how LaJoie does next year. And of course, you got that same rules package that you had this year, where everybody struggled with it, complaining about the passing and whatnot. Now you get to upgrade and equipment. We'll see what you do with it, Corey. That's what you got to do. So Corey LaJoie returns to GoFast as well. For in the Cup Series for GoFast. So huge for that organization right there as they keep Corey LaJoie. I believe it's for another year or so. I'm pretty accurate on that, folks. So, all right, moving our car to the middle lane now on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Just mentioned Stuart Haas Racing just seconds ago. And last week, somewhere in there, they made three crew chief swaps, guys. Three. And for the last, what, three, four, maybe longer than that, we've seen the Kevin Harvick, Rodney Childers show. That's what we have seen from this squad. Kevin Harvick run the show. That's what we have seen him run the show from time to time, and it was as a teammate of Kevin Harvick's, not me, but those guys, Almirola, Bowyer, and either Kurt Busch or Daniel Suarez this past year, you have got to say, why can't we have that stuff? Well, you're in the same equipment, in the same building, and Harvick's fast week in, week out, contending for wins, and you're back there struggling with your race car. We saw it this year, this past year also with those guys, especially coming off a year of last year where you were the dominant organization running up front, winning races, all four of your cars going to victory lane, and you turn around, get Suarez for a year, and only Harvick goes back to victory lane multiple times while Clint Bowyer struggled to get back to victory lane. Almirola, off of Cinderella year last year, had that big win at Talladega and then had some high hopes, failed to get out of the first round, and Daniel Suarez got in that ride. Big opportunity for Daniel Suarez, which, again, haven't heard anything as of yet. As of tonight, the recorded podcast, Daniel Suarez still out no ride for next year. So, and now, Suarez, by the way, got booted. So he's looking for a ride, and you invert Cole Custer into that ride, 41 ride for next year. And not only that, you keep him with his crew chief, Mike Shiplett, for that 41 car instead of what I believe was, I think if I'm not mistaken here, Billy Scott was crew chiefing for that 41 for a year and a half or so there. So, you know, Clint Bowyer said it in the media appearance in Nashville, we want to improve. Well, you got a chance to improve on a stellar year last year, and then you fell off a cliff not winning a race, and obviously made the play. Bowyer made the playoffs now, but struggled mightily there in the playoffs. There, Almirola, as I mentioned, did not make it out of the first round. Bowyer did transfer out of the first round, but then later did not make it through the second round. So this organization, I mean, with the quality of drivers they have had, maybe for exception of Danica, last couple years, you would think that they'll win multiple races, probably more than Joe Gibbs Racing, but last year did not happen, or should I say this year didn't happen that much. It was the four-car show, and we had a chance. So Mike Shiplett, this combination, Cole Custer and Mike Shiplett, who just wrapped up year one in the Xfinity Series together with them seven wins, moved that team up, and this was common. Christopher Bell and Jason Ratcliffe moved up together, and Tyler Reddick and his crew chief, Randall Burnett, moved up also. So again, this adds to the excitement of this rookie class. Don't mean to get off track here, but let's keep things the same in 2010 for those guys. So that's interesting concept right there. All right, so what's the line here for the other two guys, the 10. So, which means, you probably guessed it by now, you're probably up to speed by now. If you're not, Mike Bogorevich, who was on the 14, moves to the 10 and with Almirola, and Johnny Klausmeyer over, moves over that connection over to the 14 and Brad Bowyer. So, it's going to be, this thing is going to be interesting next year. Let's put it like that. Next year, it's going to be interesting for this team. You don't see these results if they're not getting results. Especially, I mean, it could take them a little bit, but with this new schedule, going to different places at different dates now, And this is going to be one big storyline after another to follow here. Not to trump the big storyline that I just received 20 minutes ago before hopping onto the podcast. And that, oh yeah, by the way, we do this podcast in the MHK in Manhattan, Kansas. But yeah, so switching it up, and obviously stay the same, Rodney Childers and Kevin Harvick, obviously, with that success. So crew chief pairings, pretty big, pretty important in this sport. And it's going to add another element to this thing. So you got to wonder here, you know, Gene Haas, Tony Stewart, you know, they like what they see here. The 41, yes, they're going to be a rookie team next year. I mean, a golden opportunity for Cole Custer to do damage. Cole Custer has raced in the Cup Series before in spontaneous races in the past. So he's got a little experience, so that could come handy next year. Yes, even though that was a different package, racing package back then, you basically got to throw that out for this racing setup here from this past year. And Klaus Meyer, only one win in the Cup Series. Bugger Ravage, only two wins. So these guys have not been constant in the fact that they can get their drivers to victory lane on a consistent basis. And I'm going to wait on my response on that when the season starts on these cats here and to see what happens here with these guys. We all know about Childers and Harvick, and we somewhat know about the pairing from the Xfinity Series moving up to the Cup Series squad in the 41 with Custer and Mike Shiplett. Shiplett has been successful there, so I wouldn't be surprised there. But yeah, for me, the jury's going to be out on these two cats, the 10 to 14, maybe, a disappointment for Almirola. Come off that good season there, expected more with Klaus Meyer, didn't get it done. And obviously, even more so with Bowyer. Gents, ladies and gents, that, you know, you expect Bowyer to be in victory lane every year. All this hype around Bowyer through the up ranks of what was then the Busch Series to now the Xfinity Series, obviously, and now the Cup Series, obviously. Laying on the scene with RCR, made it big. Obviously, highest ranked, finishing ranking was second back when it was racing for MWR, Michael Waltrip Racing. All that hype surrounding him, he's failed to live up to some of that. And this is going to be a make it or break it for a Bowyer, stay in it or stay out of it for Bowyer next year. That's just my opinion there. In that aspect, you're in good equipment that you've ever been, and only two wins, and you're placing, I shouldn't say replacing, well, you're following a legend, a Hall of Famer in Tony Stewart. So a lot of work ahead for those guys as they're going to try to get that chemistry down pat in the offseason, and we'll see what happens out of the gate. We know Fords, that's no question how they've been on plate tracks. We'll have to see what happens there. Obviously, Klaus Meyer, the win. I said plate track, didn't I? Dang it. On a speedway track, Klaus Meyer got one of those last year, last fall, at Talladega. So Stewart Haas Racing shaking things up in the crew chiefing department there. In that program, they're looking for more consistency, really, in my opinion, for that organization. Listen, 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3, folks. And we're going to actually, before we do that, before we take our intermission timeout here real quick here, I want to be touched on that. All right, so K-State, real quick, before we take our first or only intermission of the night, K-State. Whew. I tell you, they got the bad end of the stick, or otherwise they got their butts screwed by the cop. And I don't understand, if you can pull the standings up here while we're at this, Big D, that'd be all fantastic. But you know, 8-4. I mean, yes, we didn't expect to. I mean, I expected 6-6. I expected to make a bowl, but for us not to make a bowl last year was really disappointing from that spectrum. And now this year, Kleiman and company doing a fantastic job, fantastic job there with pretty much Bill Snyder's players in year one, sprinkling in his players, transfer players like James Gilbert, Jordan Brown, and got them guys, and of course freshmen included in there. I know I'm needing some skill guys like Josh Youngblood was spectacular this year and such like that. So 8-4, and you turn around. Not only that, but everybody expected, right, to all the talk around here in Manhattan was possible berth, either the Alamo Bowl, the Cable World Bowl was a possibility, right? Yes, and at the last resort was the, and now I'm forgetting it now, the Liberty Bowl, which, quite frankly, we're going to, thanks to some oddly stuff, and I don't understand why. I mean, there should be a set, and yes, I know four teams were tied 5-4 in the conference and whatnot. We had the best overall record and best resume out of Texas and Iowa State, so I've heard too much of Iowa State fans blobbing, so they can shut up. But 8-4, take a look at this. I mean, yes, Texas, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Iowa State in a sandwich there. Obviously, Iowa State rounding up the only Big 12 teams to make it into postseason play there with West Virginia, TCU, Tech, and sorry, KU not making it. But I don't understand the process. Now, I'm not in those rooms, obviously. I'm just a fan and an alumni of K-State, right? So, to me, that's mind-boggling, and we got screwed out of you-know-what. That's just bad. I mean, Texas is Texas, whatnot, blah, 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 and Iowa State travels because, you know, they bring a whole lot of fans and whatnot. Yeah, I'm pissed and still frustrated the fact that we got sent to the Liberty Bowl, to Memphis, right? But eventually, you know, and love my older sister. You know, she serves for the Navy. That's who we're playing, the Navy, who plays Army this upcoming weekend in the classic Army-Navy game on CBS. For those of you who are big football fans or are going to be watching that game, we're definitely going to be paying attention. Not that I didn't pay attention before. I've always watched the Army-Navy game, and I'm going to be paying more closer attention due to our opponent, Navy. So there's that. But again, getting screwed out of the deal, and I don't understand the process of how these bowls work. There should be, guys, a different way to handle this. I mean, obviously you got the college football playoff in New Year's Six bowls, obviously, right? Which Baylor got New Year's Six, OU's in the college football playoff, and everybody predicted, yeah, we're probably going to go to Alamo Bowl. Well, out of left field, here comes the last resort in the Liberty Bowl in Memphis, Tennessee. Why? Because our fans don't travel, whatnot, and K-State ain't a household name. Get out of here with that stuff. And on the flip side of the coin now, we got to show up. The last time we were in Tennessee was Vanderbilt a couple years ago, and K-State fans showed up, except for our football team that night there. That was a winnable game that we should have won against Vanderbilt, and we didn't. So now, not saying Navy's a winnable game. This Navy team won 9 games and could be talking about 10 wins with this team, Navy team, in the week we're talking about. But this is opportunity, and eventually we're going to get fired for this game. All right, so this is plenty of reasons why they get pissed off, right? All right, so the main thing here, to wrap up segment one real quick, is the fact that, all right, we got screwed. All right, we got to take it one on the chin one more time. What we got to do, Memphis is what, 8 hours away? Something like that. I've been to Memphis before. Not for a football game, for something else. But K-State fans, I mean, this is going to look real bad. And I agree with some of my folks. This is going to be look real bad. We go out there, we still pouting close to bowl season. We should be, I mean, for what is pouting, frustration and all, mad, pissed off, where you want to get, K-State fans, here in Manhattan, Kansas, and all over the world who listen to this podcast, if you're all K-State fans, y'all gotta show up. And, well, I came, obviously, I'm not trying to use an excuse, but obviously, unfortunately, work with Tuesday falls in line, gotta be on the road for work on New Year's Eve. But those of you who spend that money and are planning on going, show up, show out, Let's pack that thing purple. And you don't, we do not do that. That's just a lot. That's just a slap in the face. We talk is cheap. We got my favorite saying, talk is cheap. We got to walk the walk. We got to do what we got to do to show these guys, the committee, who really, really screwed up this year with bowl matchups for whatever reason. I don't know why. That's another talk for another day on the Throughout NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer the third. He was y'all for a few minutes before we take our intermission timeout on my soapbox a little bit. So you gotta apologize for a sec. But K-State fans, you gotta show out, do what you gotta do. Make Memphis K-State home, K-State purple, do what you gotta do. And obviously K-State, they're pumped up, obviously, for this matchup, and they should be because, yeah, we to miss a bowl last year was really disappointing, and obviously disappointed with the selection and everything else, but obviously, once that all wears off, I'll be ready to go because you can't just mope around too long. I mean, you got your frustration out of here. Now, do what you got to do. Talking to all y'all who plan on going to this game, show up there, and really all over the United States, there's people in Tennessee, the K-State fans are obviously going. But, hey, I mean, it is what it is. Got to go out there, support your team. 8 hours. Do what you got to do. Show up for the Cats and be loud. Show up. Pack that thing purple. That's big. You pack Vanderbilt Stadium with purple. I expect the same thing here. 8-4. Opportunity to win 9 wins to head off to the offseason and recruiting with opportunity. Got to tell you, a lot of momentum is riding on this. Saying, hey, y'all don't show up. It's just gonna make us look stupid for even going on Twitter and complaining. Let Iowa State, Texas fall in the face. Do what you gotta do, and hey, the West will take care of itself. In a soapbox, 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3. We'll be back after this timeout.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
NASCAR Podcast rolls on this Monday night, December 9th. Eddie Greer III, EG3 for the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Getting Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series of three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. A jam-packed first segment just got wrapped up. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And now, obviously, you know, we got here, you know, with the receiving news there that what is going on here? But anyways, I don't know what's going on. Big D's trying to figure out here on what is going on here. But anyways, there we go. What is going on here? But all right, so losing track here with whatever is going on. Again, we're still working out kinks to our new computer here, so I apologize in advance here. So, action-packed first segment there. Now we moved on to the second on the second segment of the podcast here tonight. And before we move on into that, here again, I talked about it in the first segment. I'll remind you guys again before I hit the top 10 crew chiefs of 2019 that no episode next week. The off season for the EG3 Through White podcast is going every other week, unless we get something good every other week, all the way up to speed weeks of obviously February 2020. That's where we'll be back every week. And obviously, March, me and the wife obviously will be adopting baby coming in March. So when we get to the February part, we will have that information for you as well. So again, 2020 already is going to be lit, crazy, and unpredictable as well. Now with the news I got as well, I promise you, if you don't know by the time you listen to this podcast, then you should already know when the time you do listen to this podcast. But yeah, that's what we're staying right now. So no episode next week. The year finale, the season finale of the 3Y NASCAR podcast, the week after next week. So that's where we stand on that news. So yeah, whatever that is going on, BD, you want to check that out. All right, so finally, we get down to my 10 crew chief rankings this year. And this is going to actually, my big news will tie in to this on the back end of this. So hang on. So, all right. So number 10 from this year, Chad Johnson of Larson, Kyle Larson. So Kyle Larson, you know, these guys have been together for quite a while now in the mix. So you have to. Next year, obviously, Kyle Larson's a free agent next year. And these guys won at Dover earlier this year in the playoffs. So you got to think now, Kyle Larson's already talked about he wants to stay at Ganassi. There's been, obviously, and I mentioned this on a couple weeks ago on the 3Y NASCAR podcast, that you know, Larson's been linked to Jimmy Johnson and really been linked to Hendrick for a long time, obviously. But obviously with the loyalty that Chip Ganassi has shown Kyle Larson, he wants to stay at Ganassi. Why? Because of the fact that he wants to do what he wants to do. And that's related to racing. Racing dirt, all these dirt races, all these modifieds, you name it, Kyle Larson can do it and do it well. So that's why he's there. And Larson, kind of going to be a big year. Kind of going to be a big year next year. See what that combo does. But Chad Johnson obviously has been in the playoffs multiple times. Finally got his playoff win this year. And getting Larson to the round of eight was something there. The first appearance there. Not only that, but made some good decisions on the pit box there. So Johnson's my number 10. Jeremy Bullins is number 9, crew chief for Ryan Blaney there. And Blaney, obviously Bullins getting the win at Talladega and nearly a restart away from stealing a spot in the final four at Homestead there. And Bullins at 9, they got this combination, got to find a way to win more than just one race a year. I mean, obviously we know the talent Ryan Blaney possesses in his repertoire, right? So, I mean, Blaney, they had multiple chances early in the year to win races and just didn't get it done. Kind of reminded me of the year before. Led a lot of laps, but could not close the deal. So, in order to move up in this list, got to win some races there and learn how to close a deal. I don't think this Bullets is there yet. Maybe year three, this combination can win more than one race. And that one race coming in for the second year in a row in a playoff position manner. So Bullens at number 9 and got this cat in here, Chad Knaus at number 8 for William Byron. And what a phenomenal job he has done. He has done with William Byron there with the 2014, man. I mean, they got this team got better. We saw it. And they got speed. We saw that William Byron get speed, get pole after pole. He won like 4 poles this year, William Byron has. And finally get that race speed down. Tell you what, Hendrick Motorsports gets their act together here. This cat could be dangerous next year. And obviously we all know what Chad Knaus can do. top of the pit box there, but what he's done with William Byron has been impressive. And another impressive, that Martinsville run that he put on there in the playoffs there. Obviously, Byron got eliminated at Kansas, but he did a fine job this year. And this cat here, with a full year now, watch out. So checking out some number 8. Paul Wolf knocks down to number 7 here with Brad Keselowski. And you talk about, has this combination run its course? I have no idea. You know, these guys have been together for a long time, Keselowski and Paul Wolf. Paul Wolf, the best strategist probably in the garage area, knows how to put Keselowski in position to win. We saw that obviously this year again. So, and we did not see that magic in the playoffs for whatever reason there. They struggled, and obviously the decision there in Kansas City that we saw there, getting tires and then coming in and then getting on that bad lane there, cost Keselowski a chance to move on and knock Chase Elliott out of the round of 8. Didn't do it. Could not do it. So we'll see what happens next year. I mean, Brad Keselowski sort of answered the question there. He doesn't know yet, but time's ticking on that one there. Number 6 is Denny Hamlin's crew chief, Chris Gabehart, right there at 6. There, obviously there, you know, with the decision of putting on tape there. I mean, big decision is the number, not decision based on that, though. But Chris Gabehart, Denny Hamlin, year one, put the faith back in Denny Hamlin to possess, yeah, I'm one of the best in the Cup garage. And he certainly did that for sure. And who knows now with the news that we received today and really all of NASCAR received, does this elevate Chris Gabehart to the top 5 spot now? In this area, they're going to have to back it up. That's the key. This upcoming year, you still have the same package as you did this year. Can you go out there and back it up? Then he said, we're going to win a whole lot of races next year. We'll find out if that's going to be true here in a few more months. But certainly, the confidence is definitely back in his team after missing the playoffs. One year you go, you insert Gabehart to that rotation, and bam, Denny Hamlin out here winning races. Once again, you're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Eddie Greer, 3rd. That was 6 through 10. Now my top 5 here tonight. Ty Gordon for Logano in the 5 spot right there. And this team got real quiet near the end of the playoffs there. Obviously did get a win somewhere towards the end of the regular season. I can't remember which one it was, Big D or not. But Ty Gordon, you know, obviously, he knows how to put Logano in good position to win. We won at Vegas earlier in March. But there was a long period of time that this team could not find speed in a race car. So, again, Gordon, 5. Wolf, 7. Bullens, 9. You really thought that, hey, Penske, they can run with Joe Gibbs. But they faded. This organization, in my opinion, faded down the stretch. So they can regain what they found early in the year, where these guys and Joe Gibbs Racing were swapping wins. 2 here, 2 there, 1 here, 1 here. they could be definitely tough next year, for sure. But definitely, you know, Ty Gordon still, obviously, a Cup Crew Chief champion there in his own right. Of course, last year failed to get Logano back to this Final 4. This past year, it'll be interesting to see how Logano responds next season. And at number 4, I have Alan Gustafson for Chase Elliott there. Obviously, Alan Gustafson does not give enough credit for getting drivers to victory lane. Obviously, he's worked with multiple drivers, and he and Chase Elliott got something going on right now. Obviously, Elliott on the rise, the leader in the Hendrick Motorsports stable for the last several years. The lead dog, leading laps, contending for wins, obviously becoming the mastermind on road courses. Watkins Glen going back-to-back there and then taking care of Roval after running off the course on the first turn while leading. I believe it was a restart there. But other than that, though, Gustafson has done a terrific job. And see what happens again. Go back to what I said about William Byron and checking out. Hendrick gets their stuff together here during this off season. Watch out. Number 3, got Rodney Childers. I talked about a little bit earlier tonight on the 3Y podcast, Childers. Harvick getting back to Championship Four yet again another year. And they took a gamble in that championship race. Didn't pan out very well, but Harvick fought his way back for a great finish to another great year for that organization there. It took a while, once again, for this Four team, but once they found their stride, you know, these guys find their stride, they just hook up and go with anybody, obviously. We've seen it time and time again, year in, year out. These guys are right there in the thick of the championship battle in 2020. could be the same different thing. Now, I'm going to skip. These could be 1A, 1B, and this is why I thought I was going to say earlier, but they're going to stay the same, though. But, hey, I'm going to skip to the top of the board here, and y'all probably going to guess where I'm going to go with this here. So, Adam Stevens had number one, regardless. Adam Stevens, championship crew chief, second time with Kyle Busch. And the phenomenal strategy he put on at Miami there after the mistake by the 19 pit crew there, and they stuck with it there, and they ran that race to perfection there. Obviously, Stevens is the calm down dog there for Kyle Busch that we've seen in him. Adam Stevens in a lot of these races get after Kyle Busch there, so that's what you need, somebody to get after one another there. And Adam Stevens, two-time Cup crew chief champion now for Kyle Busch. And again, we'll see what happens into 2020 with the news there that we received. And it leads to the news of the day, obviously, that I received. Really, this came out, the original story just came out an hour and a half ago before we hopped on here. And then I hop on to TobyChristie.com to see this pop up here. Obviously, me being Mark Truex Jr. fan of 19 team was another stellar season. I could label these easily 1A, 1B. Cole Pearn, obviously, the 1B in that for the 19. Cole Pearn, basically, in my own words, retiring from NASCAR today, made the decision, which was a difficult decision for sure. And pretty much, we're going to sum this all up in 5 seconds here. He wants to spend more time. You see this now. Obviously, this is family. Obviously, it's important in life, obviously. So, I definitely understand that, but for sure. But he wanted to spend more time with his family. And I'm probably going to be, obviously, speaking for Truex Nation out here. But, gotta be disappointing, for sure. There's no doubt about that. I mean, this combination of Cole and Martin was obviously one of the NASCAR's best, top two best in all NASCAR the last 3 years. And who knows if Virtual Racing would have stayed in the sport, would stay in the sport, obviously, would we be talking about this then? We never know. We don't know that answer for sure at all. It could have been the same decision. I don't know. But relocating the fam to North Carolina, you know, had to be difficult because Cole, family, love the outdoors, love it out in Denver out there. Obviously, they're from Canada, but I'm still going to digest this for quite a while. But hey, like I said with K-State, digest it. Eventually, you have to move on with everything else. But yeah, this is going to be one of those K-State things. Sorry to incorporate K-State with Cole Pearn, but you know that you know, hey, you got to make a decision. David Reagan did the same thing this year. Step aside. Hey, I want to spend my kids growing up. Same thing with Menard. Hey, man, I mean, life's short, man. I mean, you ain't got long. Nobody got long. Live long on this earth. We all could be gone tomorrow. I mean, you never know these things. You got to count your blessings every day. Listening back to Sherry Pollack's the podcast she was on with Steve Letarte last week. Went back to listen to that podcast, that episode there with Letarte on location. But I mean, that just is sad, man. I mean, this combination was Canals 3.0. I mean, Truex fast every weekend and Cole Pearn on air game. And obviously, you know, off the disappointment, another championship disappointment. I'm a little too nice for that, but I'm gonna do it anyways. Kind of Carl Edwards-esque. I mean, you have back-to-back years. I said this the other week on a show. We could be sitting here talking about three-peat for MTJ, but obviously circumstances happen there which you can't have control. Obviously, the restart with Logano a couple years ago, and now with the pit crew pretty much screwing you over a championship in that aspect's there. I mean, you prepare, and you had 2 weeks to prepare when you won at Martinsville, though. You had all the opportunity there to get ahead of the game, which they were a dominant car, in my opinion. Obviously, I could be biased. That's all right. This is the EG3, 3-watt NASCAR Pilot EG3. Thanks for tuning in. But hey, I mean, this involves my racing team, my favorite driver. So yeah, I do have a connection with that. So, I mean, hard to swallow. This one's hard to swallow, but we'll mellow in this for a little bit, and then we'll go on, and we'll see who the crew chief's going to be for the 19 now. This is going to be really interesting now. Martin Truex Jr. has had phenomenal seasons the last 4 years with Coulthard, 4 or 5 years. That run has come to a close today with the announcement of Coulthard basically stepping away from NASCAR, spend time with his family, and watch his kids grow up, be more involved. So, nothing wrong with that. So, but the question is now, Martin Truex Jr., who's going to step in that spot? I have no idea at all. So, I don't know. While we're recording this podcast, maybe we know when we come back in 2 weeks. Maybe we'll know when the year turns 2020. Lord willing, I don't know. I have no idea right now. So that's where I stand on that note there. So, but yeah, huge news, top of the board for sure. Coulthard stepping away from Joe Gibbs Racing and NASCAR entirely to focus on more important things there as well. So definitely, Coulthard basically 2-1B, 1A. I'm Stevens. Coulthard was number 2 on the list. It still is, but will not be back in NASCAR for whatever, for basically in long term. So there's that as well. So definitely interesting to see who that crew chief is and more with that success that he's had throughout the year for the last couple of years. It's going to be really interesting to see for sure what happens here with Martin in a 19 team moving forward. That is for sure. But definitely that's a huge, huge hit for Martin. And basically that team, focusing on that team. Yeah, when you look around, you have three great crew chiefs still there, though. Chris Gayle still getting in there, you know, with all that, with Eric Jones. But that is going to be really interesting to see what Joe Gibbs in the top of the organization does with Martin Truex Jr. as far as crew chiefs go. Come off another championship 4 appearance and another second place heartbreaker in a championship 4 for a second year in a row after winning a championship. Coulthard, Martin Truex Jr., 2017 champions. Yeah, so it's going to be hard to place a cup champion, and it's a very smart, intelligent person, that's for sure. So that's a storyline we're going to follow. I'm going to be following. That is for sure there. Big time news there. You're listening to 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. That was your top 10 rankings for this year there. Stevens, Pern, Childers, Gustafson, Gordon, Capehart, Wolf, Knaus, Bullens, and Chad Johnson. There's some other announcements here. Congratulations to Brad Keselowski. Second, bringing in kid number two, which was a girl. Don't have the name on top of my head. I believe it was Brittany, I believe. I can't remember off the top of my head. Again, I don't have the secondary notes in front of me at this time, folks. But I know it was a girl. That was for sure. Congratulations to Brad and Paige and Scarlett. And then, congratulations to Matt Tiff. Getting married over the weekend there to Jordan. And then, of course, add in that with Austin Dillon and Whitney announcing their first child as well. So I made the announcement last week that me and my wife, Kate, will be adopting, we're matched with a birth mom a few weeks ago in rapid fashion. and she expecting, our birth mother is expecting in March. So yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A lot of things are going on right now. So definitely shout outs to those peeps on Great Family Announcements. So great, everything is has been, yeah, everything's happening almost at once. I said talk to my buddy earlier today. It seems like I'm pretty, kind of overwhelmed a little bit right now, and this cold purple news isn't helping one bit. But hey man, again, it is life, man. It is what it is. All right folks, my last thoughts real quick here, and they're going to go to actually a three wide moment real quick, and this is an easy one here. This one, obviously, if I could think of anything else real quick, who I'm gonna put three wide? The College Football Committee for some whack out matchups. Some odd matchups, to be really honest with you. My wife was upset that one of her teams playing the same team they played already. I don't think they played this year, but yeah, Washington, Boise State, they seem like they play every year. But yeah, some of these matchups are pretty stupid. And you know, the placing of these things, they gotta have a better way of these things. So I'm putting them three wide. Easy choice for me this week. College Football Committee, what are you doing? And there's got to be a better way for that. So there's that. And finally, I was back on live radio. Felt real good to get back on live radio. Yes, I love my podcast. This is my baby. Been my baby since K-State. But being back on live air, into an in-game situation, in a game format, it took a little bit, but I found my rhythm again. And by the end of the tournament, I was pumped. Yes, shout out to Flint Hills Christian School and Angel 95 for bringing me on. I am looking forward to the regular season here, and that's also why I made the podcast, the decision to make the podcast every other week, because I'm busy with that, with Angel 95, the Christian radio station here in Manhattan, Kansas, for those of you who don't know what that is. So, yeah, so both the girls and boys teams went 2-3. Girls won a consolation final against Chanute, while boys got trounced in the final there against Plaza Heights the other night there. But all in all, it was very fun to do that back again, be on radio again, and this felt very, very fun. Obviously, shout outs to the Flint Hills players who made all tournament team in their respective divisions. And for the girls, obviously Rachel Featherstone and Joanna Murphy. And for the boys, Benjamin Grubbs, who was impressive through the 3A tournament, even though he had a bad championship game there on Saturday night. But very impressive, very excited. People are excited for me being back, so I'm excited to be back. So that was a lot of fun there as well. So definitely looking forward to January next year as well. We got everything covered here. Big D, let's begin to break this down. You can follow me at EG3_FastEddie for the latest. Obviously, at EG3_FastEddie. And again, you can find it throughout NASCAR Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Audioboom. We got the latest on SoundCloud. Listen there. Tune in, Stitcher, and of course, Apple Music, aka Apple Podcasts. Apple Music as well here, as my new laptop has on here. So definitely add it through our NASCAR podcast to the latest NASCAR/sports podcast into your library weeklies. And again, one more time before we sign off, this we will not be on next week. The season finale, yearly finale, week after next week. Be out on the lookout for this podcast. Be up either on Wednesday or Thursday. We'll make that decision as well. Big D will get that uploaded for y'all. So, yeah, we will not be on next week. But the week after, we'll be on with our yearly finale show. It's going to be a good one, folks. Be out on the lookout for that. Get ready for some yearly awards to be handed out. Folks, that's a wrap for another edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast tonight. And, of course, throughout the season, again, we'll be back one more time in 2019 in 2 weeks. Big D, thanks for what you've been doing all year long. and be out on lookout for this podcast if you're not already on Wednesday and Thursday. Again, appreciate y'all for tuning in to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We out.
Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3 wide. 3 wide.